Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 16, 2019 to September 20, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 16, here were the news. LSE stakeholder Royal London Asset Management backs Refinitiv deal over HKEX takeover. Trustly, ECOMMPAY to deliver online banking payments to merchants. UK FinTech Prepay Solutions gets Belgium e-money license. Ethiopian Airlines to add WeChat Pay, KNET as payment methods. Wirecard, UnionPay to expand global partnership. NPCI reduces merchant discount rates for debit cards. PepsiCo's loyalty program offers cash back via PayPal, Venmo. CFPB and state regulators launch U.S. consumer network for fintech. Startups, instant payments could put $280 billion in global payments revenue at risk for banks. U.S. government chooses partners for payroll updates. Deutsche Bank opens Access India portal for foreign portfolio investors. DBS Hong Kong and Hong Yip team on property management payments. LendingCart co-founder and COO steps down. Plot thickens as FBI probes alleged MyPayroll HR fraud. MVB Financial acquires Chartwell Compliance. Wirecard and UnionPay sign Mo. Sampath Bank opens branch in a kiosk. Corporates challenged by digitization beyond vendor payments. Treasury Spring raises 2 million. How SMB fintech elevates, not negates, the need for humans. China's Bank of Communications signs for CPP card loss reporting service. On September 17, here were the news. Plaid announces investment from MasterCard, Visa, FSS, Oracle team up for digital payments solution. Bongo, A tolls to streamline mobile payments for U.S. drivers. Credit card startup Mission Lane raises $500 million MLN in financing. Tribe Payments secures Visa certification. Aussie FinTech 3Pay launches invoice finance operations. Bolero partners with TradeStream on document validation checks. Fairmoney raises VC to use mobile data for SMB loans. Metro Bank pulls back on commercial lending. Orbcare investor eyes financial mishandling as firm seeks buyer. Travelex unveils API-led B2B fintech platform Travelex Business. TD give credit cardholders app-based security controls. 65% of banks struggle with payment profitability, research. Swedish neobank PFC adds new features. Lazada partners Asia Credit to extend financing to underbanked Filipinos through e-commerce. Speed finds opportunity in B2B payments beyond accounts payable. On September 18, here were the news. Volante Technologies launches Swift message validation service on the cloud. Neonomics announces open banking supplier agreement with Horde. Klarna expands partnership with Mothercare. Mobile wallet transactions will reach 2 Indian rupees TLN in 2019 in India. Walmart, Capital One announce new Walmart reward cards. TD offers security feature for credit cards. eBay offers managed payments in Germany. GoCardless launches US debit solution. Barclaycard finds that SCA has had no initial impact on transactions. Wells Fargo stablecoin pilot targets ex-border corporate transfers. Open banking startup Bud lays off one-fifth of workforce. Autonomous fleet startup TooSimple tops up funding round. WEX opens FI commercial payments services unit. Focus on payments performance to boost revenue over next 2 years. Rabobank hits instant payments milestone with ACI worldwide. Tide preps first paid plan. Bluevine hires PayPal vet Brodigan as chief commercial officer. Fintech, API efforts gain ground in Europe. First National Bank and Trust Company signs for Finastra Fusion Phoenix. ACI Worldwide, real-time payments set to be a key driver of innovation in banking industry. Top banks keep ahead of fintech's competitive threat. Payroll moves from administrative task to employee experience. On September 19, here were the news. Credit card startup Petal raises $300 million MLN debt round. Masabi, Jorudan launch mobile ticketing service. Omer's growth equity leads $158 Canadian MLN funding for Touch Bistro. Card payments to surpass cash in South Korea by 2020. Instarem launches its services in Canada. Deutsche Bank acquires a 5% stake in fintech deposit solutions. Clearpay launches UK Buy Now Pay Later app for mobile. Oracle expands supply chain cloud with digital assistant. GoCardless debuts in US with recurring ACH B2B payments service. Cash Plus hires Amex commercial card risk exec. Tide targets SMB customer support with paid account option. Velocity Credit Union moves to Fiserv. FIS, 54 countries have activated real-time payment systems. Euro Banking Association publishes real-time treasury and smart payments reports. State Street enters data analytics partnership with Solovis. ADB warns of digital poverty hampering trade finance. The high stakes of supply chain technology. Deep dive, using AI to solve the $4.2 trillion fraud problem. How banks are using AI, ML to fight account opening fraud. B2B payment innovations keep suppliers in mind. Online marketplaces and the $1.8 trillion counterfeit problem. On September 20th, here were the news. Global Payments completes TSYS acquisition for $21.50 BLN. Wirecard, Enigin to streamline purchasing experience in Turkey. ACCC to announce the first open banking data recipients. American Express, Parley announce first ever card made with reclaimed plastic. Stripe raises $250 million MLN for international expansion. Delayed implementation of SCA creates obstacles for retailers, Adyen says. Click Travel, British Airways chosen for IATA trial. Nordea CFO leaves under backdrop of management overhaul. Oversight broadens spend analytics to fleet cards. Countable launches SMB credit reports based on execution behaviors. CME Group to launch Bitcoin options in Q1 2020. Equitivo and Brismo team on investor due diligence. Kanye heads to court in late pay battle while Aussie receivables accelerate. Matchmove acquires strategic stake in local digital lender MoolahSense. Penta reaches 10,000 business customers. Visa B2B Connect live in 62 countries, adds Infosys as integration partner. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.